Somebody say, praise the Lord. We would be doing evangelism, but I heard something in my heart today, and I want to go in that vein. Is that all right? Even with the small group that we have here tonight, the Bible says the word will never, somebody say never, ever return void. That's why we record and make CDs out of it. Amen? Somebody say, praise the Lord. I wanted us to sing that last part, that God is a good God. Everybody say, God is a good God. Get this in. How many of you want to hear this tonight and get this in your spirit? This is a nice little revelation there, you know, and I'm ready to go hog wild over it. I'm ready to go hog wild over it. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, what do you got to lose? Absolutely nothing. Now listen, in the very beginning in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, look at everything that God did. What are the evidences of what God does or what God can do? Verse, I'm going to give you a clue. What do you think the evidences of things that God does are? What is God's handwriting? What is the handwriting of God? How can you tell if God signs something? What is the signature of, what was that, Rita? Someone say, the signature of God is goodness. Okay, so go right here. Let's look at this. Let's look at the things that God, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw that the light, that it was what? Everybody shout out the word. Amen. Isn't that good? There are so many things that God does, and everything that God does, it's usually good. You can jump on down to verse. Let's jump on down to verse 18. Let's read that. Or jump to 17. And God sent them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was what? Good. Everybody has to shout that out. Good. Amen. Let's jump on down to verse 21. And it says, and God created the great whales and every living creature that moved, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after their kind. And God saw that it was what? Good. Wow, let's jump on down to verse 25. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was what? Good. Wow. So everything that God does, he does it what? We sang tonight, you are a what? Let's say that he is a what kind of God? How many of you glad you serve a halfway God? No, we don't serve a halfway God. We serve a God that is good. Somebody say amen? Amen. Let's go here. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 26. How many of you ready to enjoy the good of the land? Proverbs chapter 12, verse 26. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor. But the way of the wicked seduces him. The slothful man roasteth not that which he taketh in for hunting, but the substance of the diligent is precious. What's precious? The substance of the diligent man is precious. The righteous is more what? What does this verse say? The righteous is more what? Y'all going to leave me in here by myself tonight? It's more cautious, but another word for that word cautious, if you break it down, is excellent. Everybody say the word excellent. It says the righteous is more excellent than his neighbor. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let's go here to Mark chapter 5, verse 47. And if thou salutest your brother only, what do ye more than others? But do not even the publicans so? Matthew chapter 5, verse 48 says, be ye therefore what? In Matthew verse 5, 48, what does it say? Be ye therefore? Oh, I and you got your Bibles out there, I want you to see this and encircle us.
Perfect.
Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which in heaven is what? So God is good, and he's also what? So what does he expect you to be? That's kind of scary, isn't it? Everything that God does it good because he's a good God. He said, God in heaven is perfect, so you must therefore be what? Somebody say, praise the Lord. Now let's go on with that. Luke chapter 6, verse 40. Says the disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is what? Everyone that is what? Will be what? Everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. How many are disciples of Jesus? How many are disciples of God? You're followers of God. You're trying to be like God. Well, I tell you what, if you're going to try to be like God, something's going to come through in you. Somebody say that. Perfect, good nature, and characteristic. Somebody say hallelujah. Jesse's going to change me up, so we got perfect sound tonight. Jesse says he's on this perfect thing. I better make sure there's no crackles in it anyhow, anywhere. Amen. I believe God's trying to teach us something and God's trying to show us something. Amen. And I was thinking and believing today, we knew we had to do one thing, but I heard this in my spirit. Everybody say excellence in action. Say it one, write that down. Write down the word excellence in action. That's when I heard the Holy Ghost speak to my heart. That's why I'm starting to get excited. Well, you know what? When you got a small group, it's easy to have excellence in action. And if you got 2,000 people and all those 2,000 people and everybody's doing something a little bit half-hearted, you know, you can have a big mess, right? But if you got a small thing, it's easy to do it with excellence. We're about to see excellence in action. And if I want to give you a good definition of anointing, a good definition of the anointing is excellence in action. God is good. God is great. Amen. And everything he does it well. So when we sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that's the excellence of God in action. How can you tell whether someone's anointed or not? Is it excellence in manifestation? Is it excellence in action? And tonight I was just sitting here just meditating on the word of God in my heart as we were worshiping. And the Holy Ghost was sharing me some things. He said, listen, you can only get done. If God doesn't build the house, you labor in vain. And I tell you what, when God builds the house, it'll get built, won't it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
How many of you want to see God building?
Yes.
Well, you can discern when God is building and when God is not. If God's building, it's going to have his characteristic or his handwriting or his signature all over it. They will do it like God. I find out that the thing that God tells me to do, I'll do it like him. What do you mean you'll do it like him? You know, is God faithful? So if you have an anointing to do something, right, you're going to be faithful with that anointing. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
See, a lot of people have evidence. They want to have all sorts of evidences, you know, to prove that they're somewhat anointed or there's some big thing with God. They have a big splash. Amen. But nothing comes after the big splash of light. The spotlight's on. Amen. But the girl can't sing. You ever seen that in the show? You know, they put the big spotlight on. You think you're really going to get something. All of a sudden, that band gets up there and they can't play a note. They couldn't just afford the big splash in the beginning. But God's not like that. God usually follows through on what he says he wants to do. And there are a lot of people that want to be so-called anointed of God, but we don't want to flow in the same nature, same heart, same mindset, and same characteristics of God. And that is, somebody say, excellence. The Bible teaches us, be ye perfect as I am perfect. That's how we're going to get it done. Does perfect mean every, your T's going to be crossed? No. Somebody say, ready. Perfect just means ready for use. And it takes something to condition your spirit, to condition your mindset, to be ready, to be used of God, to continually let God flow out of you, because you'll be challenged. Amen. This is a work. So it says, listen, in 2 Corinthians, let's go here. It says, the disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. How many want to flow in excellence and perfection? Now, I'm not trying to make you, you know, get all weird about perfectionism and all this other stuff. But I tell you what, the anointing of the Holy Ghost can do a much better job through you if you just let it. So you got to think, if I want to do what God told me to do with excellence and with perfection, I'm going to have to let him do it through me. And how do I let him do it through me? I'm going to have to let his nature and his characteristics flow through me so I can get that. Is God faithful? So that means if you're going to do a ministry, amen, you're going to do something, you're going to set out to do something for God, you're going to have to be just like Jesus in that. Jesus wakes up every morning. Doesn't God wake up every morning? His mercy is new every morning. Well, just because he gets up every morning and he's there every morning, guess what? The end result of his ministry is excellence. See, there are a lot of people that could do things excellent, but they just can't be consistent. Amen. Like their God is consistent. We just think it just happens. No, there are things that make things come out well. Somebody say hallelujah. So how can you discern? I'm learning some things here. How many want to seek for the anointing of the Holy Ghost? I'm just learning some things. I'm looking out there, and the Holy Ghost is saying, I'm teaching you something right now. I'm letting you see how I'm going to get the job done. I want you to know that excellence will get the job done, and perfection will get the job done. Hallelujah. It will get the job done, but we got to learn to look out for excellence. Look out for the fruits of excellence, the spirit of excellence, the spirit of perfection, and it will be like Jesus. How can you tell where there's some? You don't worry about when you lose something if God wasn't in it. Somebody say hallelujah. You can find out what's right for you and what's the best. Amen? Everything that God, how many want God's best? See, all of a sudden, we all want to drive the best cars, live in the best houses, wear the best clothes, and all these other things. Amen? We always want the best, and we feel less when we don't have particularly the best of things. But we settle for lesser anointings. Amen? We settle for a less walk of faith. We settle for a less, you know, we settle for the second-rate ministry quality things. Amen? Well, listen, I would rather, if God is the first thing in my life, amen, if I put God before my life in all things, and that's the most important thing for my life, guess what? I shouldn't settle for anything less than excellence in ministry. Somebody say hallelujah. Excellent. Somebody say go to God in a Cadillac. How do you go there? With excellence. Everybody say excellence and perfection. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11 says this. Finally, my brethren, farewell. Be what? Perfect. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. Somebody say, after it's all said and done. After I've taught all these things, after I've said all these things, you therefore something should happen on the inside of you. It says, fine, my brother, be perfect. Be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Well, when people start to flow in the spirit of excellence, amen, not trying to work themselves up to do something in their head, but when people start to flow in the spirit of excellence, things start to happen. People start to live in shalom. How many want to experience some shalom and live in some shalom? Well, when we start to pick up the spirit of excellence and start to do things by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, amen, completeness. Somebody say completely do it. If we let God have his perfect work in us, that perfect work will work its way out of us to bring about a result. Amen. And when that starts to happen, boy, we'll start to experience shalom. And I've set up in my mind, I'm going to experience some shalom. Amen. It's going to start, I'm going to seek first the king. I want shalom in my religious life, in my spiritual life, in my church life. And I want that to outflow to the other things that I experience. Somebody say amen. Amen. I expect, amen, in myself by letting the Holy Ghost flow through me. Amen. It costs to flow in excellence. You know, because you're not supposed to flow in every area. If you're going to flow in excellence, the only area you're going to flow in excellence is the area that God's assigned to you to flow in. God will only equip you to do what he's called you to do. And that thing that he's called you to do, guess what? He will equip you to do that thing with excellence. Somebody say, praise the Lord. 2 Timothy, verse 2, verse 3 and 17. I want y'all to catch that. And the God of love in 2 Corinthians, go back to 2 Corinthians 13, 11 before you go to 2 Timothy. It says, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. How many of you want that? How many of you want that in your life? I tell you what, I want that in my life. God's speaking that to my heart right now, that the God of love and peace, that peace means prosperity. It's shalom, nothing broken, nothing missing. Amen. There are a lot of things broken. There are a lot of things missing. Amen. Obviously, we're dwelling in an arena. Amen. Where excellence does not flow. And where excellence flows, I guarantee you, prosperity will flow. 2 Timothy verse 3, verse 17. That the man of God may be what? 2 Timothy verse 3, verse chapter 3, verse 17. That the man of God may be what?
Perfect.
Thoroughly furnished unto every good work. How many of you want to be perfect tonight? Now, when I'm talking about perfect, I'm talking about fully equipped in anointing, fully equipped and ready to be used of God. That word perfect means ready for use. Amen. Ready that you will be able to accomplish that assignment that God has given you. Amen. Somebody say perfect. I want to be a man of God, and I want to be the kind of man of God that Solomon had in that temple, that the queen came in there and looked at that temple, and she fell almost flat on her face because she saw the spirit of excellence in the temple. Somebody say amen. If God is in us, we can flow in that same and self spirit that he flowed in, the spirit of excellence. Amen. That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I've made up in my mind, I don't care how much it costs me, I'm going to get it. Somebody say, I won't settle for anything less. If God told you to do it with the spirit of excellence. Amen. If he didn't tell you to do it with the spirit of excellence, don't do it at all. Somebody say, praise God. I'm going to get in on God's thing. Amen. I don't want to miss God's thing. I don't want something that looks like it. Amen. See, we went and bought some cologne about a week ago. You got to do what you got to do sometime. Amen. We went and bought some of that cologne. It said Polo, but it wasn't Polo because it cost us $2. Amen. Hallelujah. It smelled like Polo, but it's just not quite the same thing. Amen. You smell good for about 4 hours. Amen. But with God, somebody say, with God, there's a signature on the things that he does. And we need to make up in our mind right now. Somebody say, right now. Right now, what kind of spirit we're going to flow in and what we're going to settle for and how much you're willing to pay the price for it. You know, we get to the point here, like even tonight, you know, in many ways we get into stuff. You know, we're just so desperate. You know, we're so desperate. Somebody say desperate. You get so desperate, whatever you could do is just good enough. You know, if you didn't have any clothes on, you know, how many think if you didn't have any clothes on, you just throw a sheet over yourself and go to the grocery store? No, you don't think that way, do you? You just don't go out of the house, right? If you don't got any good sense. If you got good sense, you'll stay in the house when things just aren't right. You're not going to let anybody see you looking too messed up, right? But in the ministry and in churches, so often when we don't have certain things, we say, well, just let anything just get up there and pop and do it. And whatever they can offer is the best, and we expect God to bless it. Look at somebody and say, God doesn't bless any mess, even though he won't bless you out of a mess. He'll bless you out of a mess, but he won't bless a mess. I'm getting this in my spirit right now, so when y'all see me on this kick, I want to be like Jesus, and I don't want to be ripped off of anything that I see in the world for my own personal life. Once I see it in the Word, I'm settled on it. Amen. It's like healing. God said, I'm the healed. Amen. I'm going to strive for healing no matter what it takes. And if God said, be ye perfect as I am perfect, guess what? I'm going to strive, amen, to live in an atmosphere, amen, where people are flowing in the anointing of God and the spirit of excellence in the manifestation. I expect to see that. Somebody say, praise God. That is God's best. When God does something, I want to see what God can do. Amen. I'm tired of seeing people try to mimic him. Amen. Somebody say carbon copies. They even said they stopped him in Europe from selling jeans that had Calvin Klein on it that weren't Calvin Klein. Said you can't sell it. They're fake. Somebody say fake. I'm tired of seeing people fake what God can do. When God does something, he'll do it with the spirit of excellence. Amen. that the man of God, that's what you want to be, and that's what I want to be. How many want to be like that? That the man of God may be perfect, and you'll be perfect, I mean, ready for use, listen, furnished. Somebody say furnished. For every good work. Hallelujah. How many of you know we got a good work that we've got to do? We're here on earth, right? We're not here just waiting to go to heaven. We're here making investments for the kingdom to come. We've got a work to do, whether you realize it or not. We've got a work to do. There are souls that need to get saved. I don't know how to save them. There are a bunch of stuff out there that are beyond us that we can't do. We cannot get it done in and of ourselves. It's too big. It's too grand. It's too hefty. Only God, somebody say, only God can do what needs to be done. Only the Lord can do what needs to be done. And if God's going to do it, he's going to do it by the anointing. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And the spirit of God, it's an excellent spirit. And everything God does, he does it what? Good. We're so worried about offending people. If we were so less worried about offending people, amen, and more conscious about offending the Holy Ghost and the spirit of excellence, amen, maybe we'd be able to get something done. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I'm on a kick and I like it. Somebody say, thank God. I'm not going to give you anything that I'm not going to take myself. What God tells me to do, I'm going to find out. This is how you flow next. You find out, what did God tell you to do? Then you do that thing, as how small it may be. You streamline yourself. God told me to preach the word. I'm going to preach the word, not worry about doing a whole bunch of stuff he didn't call me to do, so that I can do what he told me to do with excellence. And the thing that he didn't tell me to do, guess what? Somebody else has got an anointing on their life to do that thing with excellence. Then we'll get God in it. That the man of God may be perfect, furnished unto every good work. We're talking about anointings here. We talked about anointings on Sunday night. We talked about anointings on Friday night. This goes along with anointing too. One of the evidence of anointing, it's a spirit of excellence. It's a spirit of perfection. And many people tell you straight up, I'm not anointed. They let you know straight up, I'm not anointed. See, we wait to see people shake, quiver, and shout, and yell real loud, and fall out. And we say, hey, that's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. When he created the earth, did he fall out? Was it good? Amen. When he set the stars in their place, did he fall out and make a bunch of noise? No. Did he do that? No, any of those things? No. But it was still good what he did. He did what he had to do, right? Well, the evidence of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, are you doing what God told you to do with excellence? Are you allowing God to work through you to accomplish his will in your life? I like this. Daniel chapter 6, verse 3. Let's go there. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. See, it doesn't matter what you got. It matters what you got on the inside. It doesn't matter who you got. It matters who you got on the inside. Amen. Somebody say, streamline. I mean, how more streamlined can we get? I mean, you see all these empty seats in here? I don't care. Amen. I don't care. God cares. Amen. I'm more content right now. Numbers don't matter. Amen. Anointing matters everything. You can get yourself three or four people to get in the spirit of unity, get in the spirit of excellence. You can do any good thing. Hallelujah. I always said in this thing, once somebody has a job, they can't be removed. I changed my mind. Somebody say amen. After I heard this, I changed my mind. Amen. Who are we to give somebody a job? It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. If you're not anointed to do something, don't do it. If you're anointed to do it, then do it. Amen. The anointing's faithful. Somebody say praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We expect God to be God. We expect him to be there, don't we? How'd you like to pray to God and God not there? Amen. How is God excellent? God is great because he's always there. Somebody say praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody say, well, you should take whatever you can get. No, God doesn't give me anything that we can take. God gives us the best. Amen. And if God put you in this house, he gave us the best. Amen. Hallelujah. If he gave you the ministry, I'm going to pull on the best. Amen. I'm not getting it from you. I'm getting God out of you. Amen. And God can do what he wants to do with the spirit of excellence. You should expect the same thing out of me. Amen. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 6, verse 3. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and priests, and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. So they're saying, being lifted up by the spirit of excellence. You can be way down in the bottom of the pit. You can be worth nothing. And you can find out that God said, listen, excellence is what I'm calling you to do. And if you flow in the spirit of excellence, I don't care where you start from, God will bring you to the top because of how you decide to do some things. Amen. How are we going to weed ourselves from the bottom of the molehill? Amen. By flowing in the spirit of excellence. So say, everything you do, do it like God. Do it well. And do it with everything you've got. I don't care how long it takes. You'll go. You'll fly to the top. You'll fly to the top. Stop trying to impress people and start to believe and have confidence in the spirit of excellence. Stop looking at all the results. See, sometimes you have to look at the results. But every once in a while, you got to hear what God says. Listen, take your eyes off the result and put your eyes on the spirit of excellence. Then when you open your eyes again, you're going to find out where that spirit will take you. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say excellence in action. How long does excellence have to be in action to get a result? I don't know. We're going to find out. Somebody say praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How long do you he said, praise the Lord. Somebody say, now listen, it said he was preferred. Somebody say preferred. Speak in the tongues right now. Jesse, try to listen to this message. He was preferred. He was preferred. Somebody say preferred. I sense the Holy Spirit on this. Say, listen, Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes. That word preferred means chief or first or first up, place of authority. Somebody say praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you would like to be lifted up to a chief place? Amen. If God's going to put you at the forefront, amen. Holly, you want to be lifted up? Listen, if you have that excellent spirit, God will prefer you and take you to a place where you have authority. Somebody say, thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. You flow in any form of excellence. Glory to God. You don't have to have a lot of money to flow in excellence. You just got to have a desire. And I tell you what, that desire will bring you a lot of money. Somebody say, stop cutting corners. See, I feel released in my spirit to go all out. Amen. Whatever God tells me to do it, wear it out. Somebody say, bring out the best china. Hook it up. Amen. Do it well. And I believe that's the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, we tried it other ways. Why not go with what we know the best to do? God knew who he called. He knows what we like. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, go. All out. Hallelujah. When God saw that we needed salvation, he didn't go looking for some little animals out in the bush someplace. He didn't create a little alien to sacrifice. He went all out. He found his son. He went overboard. Somebody say, go overboard with it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And because he was of an excellent spirit, was in him, the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Somebody say, thank God. Thank God. Now, many people are fishing and diving for, you know, right now it says, well, it's a bunch of stuff. You can get whatever you want to, amen. But the day will come when people are going to be looking for position. I want to do that. Hey, I want to get in, amen. I want some authority. I want this right here, amen. Well, I tell you what, when that man discerns, amen, when leadership discerns in you the spirit of excellence, guess what? That spirit of excellence is going to cause you to go to the top. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. That word excellent means preeminent or exceeding, over exceedingly. Somebody say thank God. The person that goes the extra mile, amen. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank God. You want to do something well. You want to come. I believe God's called us not because of pride's sake, but because of the message's sake. Amen. I want this church to stand. I want it to do well, and I want it to have preeminence in the community. Not for a name, not for a title, but because we believe in a message. Amen. And we want to be faithful for it. Amen. Hallelujah. So how are we going to be able to do that? Amen. We're going to have to flow in the spirit of excellence right where we are. If you can turn this thing around, amen, boy, people will trust you. They say, what you did that with what y'all had? Somebody say, amen. I can listen to somebody say, you'll be able to talk to anybody. They won't be able to say, no, you had a bunch of money to do it. Amen. Oh, you had 1,002 people to do it. Amen. No, we say, we were right where you are. Say, we sat there on a Wednesday night with less than 10 people. Amen. And we just made up in our mind, whatever we do, we do it with a spirit of excellence. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. How many are glad that we're getting something to flow into? About to get on a kick. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, I hope I don't get too crazy about this. Pull him out of there. Amen. Ain't anointing on him. Hallelujah. How'd you like that? Sit her down. You know, when the revival flew up in the Azusa Street Revival, someone said, oh, you wouldn't do that. Oh, yes, I would. You know, they used to do that in Azusa Street Revival. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. You gotta find out what you do, what you want. Amen. You got to find out what you want. You got to find out what you want. Now, the one thing, if people didn't have the ability to produce an anointing, amen, but God has given everybody a gift. He's given everybody a ministry. He's given everybody a call. He'll flow through everybody, amen. Therefore, the possibility of excellence is in anybody. And it's our job, and it's our ability, and it's our ministry to equip people for effective ministry. Find out what God wants you to do, and do it with the spirit of excellence. Don't waste your time, you know, working around in circles. Amen. Like blind people trying to do art. Hallelujah. God heals them, they can do it. Amen. Other than that, find a keyboard or a guitar. Amen. Somebody say, thank God. These are the last days. We're not just being crazy. Jesus is coming. God wants to use us. He wants to get something out of us. There is something in you that God wants to anoint. There is something within you that will bring you great reward, and you've got to discern what that is and do it with all of your heart. And you know what? As you define out what that thing is, you won't be wasting your time with this other stuff, trying to make stuff happen. You'll come in full and free. Somebody say, thank God. Look at yourself and hold yourself out of heart. I sense it's by the anointing. Say, I'm anointed to do great things. And God is revealing to me what I'm anointed to do. And as I flow in that anointing, I will bring forth much fruit. So many people are afraid to streamline. They're afraid to, you know, to just to get in their zone. They got to do what somebody, they see somebody else growing corn. They think everybody's got to grow corn. What does your ground grow? You know, I'm not going to try to grow stuff in over on the East Coast, you know, that's designed not to grow there. Banana trees in Maryland and try to set myself up a banana farm in Maryland. No, that ground's not designed for that. The climate's not designed for that. Amen. You are ground. You are soil. And there are certain things on the inside of you that are that's designed to grow something only you can grow. And what you're designed to grow, do it with excellence. Somebody say, thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. Now the God of peace that brought again the dead from the dead, our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of an everlasting covenant, make you what? Hebrews chapter 13, 21. What does it say? make you what? Somebody say, thank God. Make you perfect in every good work to do what? His will. You should be getting excited about this because I believe God's going to jump all over it. He said, listen now, the God that raised Jesus Christ from the dead make you perfect in every good work to do his will. Somebody say, hallelujah. That's a prayer. That means they knew something about excellence and perfection. Godly perfection. Godly perfection does not come from you beating yourself up. It's from letting the Holy Spirit flow through you and being obedient. Working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, who is the anointed, to whom be glory forever and ever. Somebody say, thank God. Let me tell you what, when God works in you this spirit of excellence and this spirit of perfection, amen, that spirit of excellence and perfection will only work in order to accomplish his will in your life. Right? Working unto that which is well-pleasing in his sight. See, there are a lot, you got to learn that you have to live your life to please God. So many times we can't flow in the spirit of excellence because we're trying to please everybody else. But the anointing's there to please God. Somebody say, thank God. Because there are some anointings that people got that make other people feel very uncomfortable. If they're waiting for the applause of the people, they'll never flow in it. But their reward is not the applause of the people. Their reward is what's going to come from their obedience. Excellence in use. Don't measure your excellence or whether you're flowing in the spirits or excellence or not, whether somebody's patting you on the back or always telling you how wonderful and how great you are. Excellence will be well-pleasing in God's sight. There are a lot of people that are called to do some things that are difficult for them to do. A lot of things some people are called to do, people won't ever see. But thank God he sees everything and he knows everything. Amen. And those things that God sees, he's pleased with it. Somebody say, hallelujah. When we get to heaven, we want God to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. We don't want him just to say, well. Everybody say, well. He can't even say done because they never finished anything. Amen. Well, hallelujah. Paul said that I might complete my course. Amen. Well, you had a good try. Somebody say, well. Say, well, well, well. No, God wants to work through you. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. He wants you to flow in the anointing of the Holy Ghost and get the job done. Whatever God tells you to do, you can get it done while you're here. Hallelujah. How many of you want God to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant? Never going to get the job done being slack. So we say, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I thought I would. Well, I had some problems. Well, I was working on it. Well, you know, somebody say, well. Hallelujah. Well, we'll just have to see about that. Somebody say, praise God. Amen. Whatever happened to brother, what's his name? Well, whatever happened, that thing God told you to do. You know, he told you to do it. We were all waiting for it and excited. What happened? Well, sister so-and-so got on my nerves. Amen. You got to get beyond all those wells to done. Amen. Make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in whose sight? In whose sight? In whose sight? When you get your ministry, you do your job, let me tell you what, you're going to take some people off. Crystal set out to do some things, and one time some people ate her lunch. Amen. Hallelujah. She said, what are you going to do about it? I said, you just got to tough it up, girl. I said, tell you what, I said, that ain't going to be the first time it happens. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, well done. And pleasing in his sight. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's the first thing you got to realize, you know, when you're trying to flow in excellence, because a lot of people flow in excellence, and they'll do it just right. People come in and find that one thing you missed. Amen. Somebody say, Jesus, wouldn't look through your eyes anyhow. Jesus, don't wear glasses. Amen. Somebody say, glory to God. Y'all are quiet in here tonight. You must not be getting anything out of this. I am. Amen. Hallelujah. It's still true anyhow. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. But we have this budget. Why don't you go there? 2 Corinthians verse 4, chapter 4, verse 7. But we have this budget in earthen vessels. What does it say?
We have this treasure.
Hallelujah. What do you have on the inside of you?
Treasure.
That the halfway, is that your scripture, brother?
Yes.
Amen. That the halfway power of God. Amen. That the what? What? Woo! That the what? May be of what? Listen, where's the power going to get on? What's the power attached itself to? Excellency. Somebody say praise God. When you flow in the spirit of excellence, God will hook his power up to it. Somebody say, excellence in action. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to tell you, don't be afraid to do your best. God will hook up with your best. When you flow in the best, God will take care of the rest. Give God your best, he'll take care of the rest. Shout that out. That sounds good, doesn't it? God, your best, and he'll take care of the rest. Even though your best doesn't seem like it's halfway enough. I tell you what, I give my best, and we'd still be right here. So I say, praise God. But you got to show your best. And expect God, amen, to handle the rest. Don't try to sow somebody else's best. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So we try to sow our best and do everybody else's stuff too. No. You sow your best. Work on your field and let God handle the rest. He'll get it done. Somebody say, I'm going to do what he told me to do. I'm a cut person. When you paint this building, there's some people that do really well on cuts. And there's some of us that don't do so well on cuts. Amen? There's some people that can roll the wall real well. I mean, they can roll real fast. The worst person you want to have rolling a wall is a cut person, because they take all darn day. Amen? It don't look any different. Amen? Let the cut person cut and the roll person roll. Amen? You do your best. Let God take care of the rest. Are y'all learning anything tonight? How many of y'all getting excited?
Amen.
Amen. We just going to have a good time just with us.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. That the power of God, that the power may be of God and not of us. Hallelujah. Now we all, there's several people you need to mark. Did you know that? You need to mark troublemakers. The Bible says, you know that? The Bible says, mark troublemakers. You put a mark on the back of their head. Anytime somebody starts some trouble, when they sit down in church, get your magic mark and mark their back. Put a mark on them, you know? The Bible says to do that. It said, mark them, which causes dissension and division among you. Mark them. Amen. So I've been splashing them with paint. Amen. No. Said to mark them. But you know another person you're to mark? Go here. Psalm chapter 37, verse 37. Psalm 37, verse 37. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is what? Somebody say praise God. Mark the perfect man. You know what? Mark that person. He might start out small. But if he makes up in his mind as he's starting out, if he's faithful in his smallness, you mark that individual. You mark an individual no matter where they start at. If they start flowing in the spirit of excellence, in the spirit of perfection, mark them. I guarantee you, amen, the latter end of that individual is going to be shalom and peace. Somebody say, thank God. You see people in their latter end. Why do they always got things so nice? Why don't they ever settle for less? Why they got to have a car so nice? Why they got to have the church so nice? Why so many things got to be so nice? Because they started young. They've always been flowing in excellence. Somebody say, mark the excellent and perfect man. That person's end will be peace and shalom. So I'm going to tell you this right now. In your life, on your job, no matter what you do, I guarantee you, mark yourself. Amen. I'm going to mark you. And if you start to flow in excellence, I guarantee you, your latter end, your latter days. Amen. When you flow in excellence for the sake of being excellent, not because people are watching. When you end up on the latter end, boy, you're going to end up on top. But you find a slacker, mark a slacker. Somebody say amen. Amen. Mark a slacker, and you mark somebody that flows in excellence, see how they end up. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 21. Are y'all enjoying this right now? How many are being encouraged? Yeah. We're not beating anybody up tonight, are we? We're just encouraging ourselves to flow in excellence. Amen. Because you are people of excellence. You really are. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 21. The upright shall dwell in the land. And the perfect, somebody say praise God, will be able to remain in it. How many of you want to stay where God puts you? Amen. Well, you have to stay in excellence. You ever seen people go and bless them someplace after they get there, they get slack? You won't stay there. If you want to stay in a good place where God's got you, you need to stay in excellence. You start cutting corners, they're going to vote you right out. The angels will vote you right out. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. But you've got to stay in the spirit of excellence. You know, when I got in this thing, I got in, I was rolling. Amen. Then I got a little comfortable. Amen. No. If you want to remain in the good things of God and on time, stay in the spirit of excellence. Somebody say amen. Amen. I'm getting there. Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. You're still going to get out of here on time. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in the knowledge and in the judgment, and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are what? That ye may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. Some say that you might be able to approve excellence. That's how you judge God and things. Is God in it? Do you find excellence? Do they flow in excellence? You need to have this one do this. Do they flow in excellence? Are they excellent in anything they do? Somebody say praise God. If you want to produce, you got to learn to discern excellence. Does that person have an excellent spirit in them? Are they here today, gone tomorrow? That's not excellence. That's not excellence. That's not how God's not like that. God is not like that. So how are we expecting to get God out of something that doesn't behave like God? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If something's of God, it will behave itself somewhat like God. Amen. God is there when things are good and when things are bad. Amen. He's always there. He'll always be right there. You want to find God, find out people's consistency. God is consistent. Don't trust an anointing that's not consistent. Somebody say amen. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Well, he and his anointing are in and of the same. Hear what I'm saying? His anointing and he are just the same. The anointing is the Holy Ghost. So that anointing will be just like Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm learning something tonight too. People are easily offended, easily to run off every 2-3 weeks, every 6 months. That person's not anointing. And don't you ever think I'll ever use it. That's not God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, learn. Hallelujah. That's not the Holy Ghost. God will always be there. Amen. Thick and thin. Hallelujah. And if we're going to be like God, we're going to have that same nature and same characteristic. I'll be here no matter what. You can count on me. Somebody say, praise God. And anointing will have the same fruit as a good Christian. Anointing will be fruitful. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Somebody say, discerning God. Heard Brother Osteen say the same thing. He said, a mature believer. Sister Bell's listening to those tapes. I bet she's eating them up. Amen. But he said, a mature believer. We got a lot of leadership kind of people here tonight. Honor you too. Praise God. And I'm going to see if I can get permission to make CDs out of those and sew them. Because there's some good stuff that's in those things. Isn't it, Sister Bell? And brother. She said, Kathy's already swiped them. Okay, but it says, listen, you can tell a mature believer they're able to discern between good and evil. A mature believer is able to discern between good and evil. Amen. Well, we're going to have to learn to discern between anointings. Somebody say amen. Is it ready for use? Somebody say thank God. You don't want to let no doctor operate on you. Oh, got to go. Somebody else going to have to stitch you up. Amen. How'd you like a pastor that's like that? Me get all involved in your life and get you into this faith stuff, and then something doesn't go right, check y'all later. See you later. Amen. Brother Osteen said the same thing to his people. He said, listen, people come and go. People come into town, blow into town, great message, do all this other stuff. He said, you're going to run off into those people that are here today, gone tomorrow. You're going to round up getting hurt. He said, Dodie and I are going to be here for you people. Amen. Somebody say, thank God. After all the smoke settled, who's still going to be there? Amen. Yeah. That's the kind of anointing I want. Amen. Yeah. 4th of July only comes once a year. Amen. After the fireworks go down, I'm going to need the sun to shine. Amen. It's the same thing with members and church folk. Amen. Somebody can come in here and sing down their house. Amen. Praise God. But when the sun goes down, you're looking for Jesus. You're looking for the consistency of God. Somebody say, lo, I'll be with you always and forever. Amen. Even until the end of time. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Somebody say, praise God. That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And that's what God's going to give us to build with. Amen. Everyone should look and see. See, the Bible tells us to look and see, you know, what you build with. Hay and stubble and all this other stuff. Or are you going to build with stuff that doesn't perish away? I don't care if it takes me to build forever. I'm going to build with some gold. Amen. With some diamonds. Amen. I ain't putting no plastic in this thing. I ain't building the trailer. I'm building the temple. Amen. Somebody say praise God. I don't care if it takes me a long time. I ain't putting it in my house. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank God. So many people are easy to get things real quick. I'm not building the paper box under a bridge. I'm building the temple where God's got to abide. Amen. I'm looking for the best. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise the Lord. Isn't he good?
Yes.
Somebody say thank God. We don't need no. You got me. You don't need any more damaged goods. I'm the worst it gets. Amen. So it's the truth. Amen. I can handle all the screw-ups. That's my job. Hallelujah. we started out, we got to make up for the for lost things. Amen? I'm serious. Hallelujah. So I say, well, look, you be, I say, well, God, I'm not that excellent. And I thought, yeah, I'm not that excellent. So I need to find people with excellence that help me be excellent. Amen? Somebody say, praise God. I'm excellent in helping pastor be excellent. Amen? Somebody say, thank God. The upright shall dwell in the land, but the perfect shall remain in it. I'm going to be here till Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. All right. Here's one good thing. Y'all are still getting out of here. It's only 9:30. You missed church a couple times this month. Hallelujah. You're in detention. Amen. Somebody say, love by excellence. Or excellence by love. That's another way you'll be able to discern excellence. Love. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Sometimes it's hard to flow in that, isn't it? Amen. You'll be able to discern excellence. You're able to discern, you can discern the hand of God by excellence, and you're able to discern excellence by love. Listen, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, I like this kind of tempo. How about you? How many of y'all glad God's building a good house in this town? Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 32. But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. Somebody say the best. Somebody say the best. And he got a more excellent way than the best gifts. Somebody say, thank God for that. We always say, this is the best church. Amen. Well, there's even a more excellent way than the best. We want to drive the best. We want to live in the best. We want to live in the best town. This is one of the best towns in Texas. Why not he put the best church in here? Amen. But yet I show you a more excellent way. How many want the best? And a more excellent way than even the best. Shout out the best. Yes. Don't settle for less. Let's build the best. Stand up and pray in the Holy Ghost just for 2 seconds and get this in your spirit. Please. Please get this in your spirit. Amen. Don't camp out. Amen. I want a little Baptist church. Amen. Hallelujah. We want the best. We want the best. Somebody say, thank God. We want the best. Somebody say, thank God. Don't settle for less. Go for God's best. Go for God's best. Somebody say, thank God. I'm sorry, honey. I'm not going to worry about it. See ya. I'm going for God's best. I believe it's out there. I believe we can have it. I believe we can have it. You go believe in God for a nice house, believe God for a good church, the best. Well, I'll take this house even though the plumbing don't work. I'll take it. They don't have any electricity hooked up to it. I'll still take it. Amen. It's all right. I'll take it. No, you settle for, in any other area of your life, you settle for less. Then it come to church. Well, whatever they throw up there is good for me. Somebody say, no, I want the best. Somebody say, the best. The best. And don't settle for less. Somebody say, thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. I like the best restaurants. How about you? I like the best. Amen. I like the best restaurants. Why not have the best worship experience? Amen. Sit down. Glory to God. Though I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Somebody say, thank God. Thank God. See, there are a lot of people that come in here and can blow. I mean, blow away. Amen. Honk. Amen. But after the song is over, somebody say, ain't nothing there. Somebody say, thank God. We need to get over that stuff. Amen. Anybody can come in here with a himanahan, a manukatsanahan. You know what I'm saying? All that stuff is nice. But what does it produce? You know a tree by the fruit it bears. What's the fruit of it? Other than 15 minutes of wasted time. Somebody say, praise God. You got a prophecy, and that prophecy's going to come to pass and set some saints in the church. Amen. We'll listen. Amen. But I don't need to waste my time. You know, I'm missing the TV show. I'm serious. If you're going to do me some good, go on and put it up there. Amen. If not, shut up. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries. So say, understand it all. And have all knowledge, know it all. And though I have all faith so that I could move mountains. Somebody say, move mountains. You can move mountains, but can't even move yourself? Oh, praise the Lord. And have not charity. Somebody say, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my gifts to feed the poor. Somebody say, wow. Wow. And though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me. What does it say? It profits me nothing. And if it's not going to profit them nothing, what do you think is going to profit you? How much attention do you give nothing? Anybody ever just sat and watched nothing? Anybody went and played with nothing before? They'd lock you up, wouldn't they? Hold on. What you doing? Nothing. Everybody say nothing.
Nothing.
Everybody just mess around with nothing for a while. See what you get out of it. Come on, grab a hold of nothing. Don't look at the ceiling. Now. You got to deal with nothing. It's hard. Now I want you to take that. Everybody grab the nothing. Now I want you to go try to sell it. Get you a piece of nothing and go try to get some money out of it. I got something for you. Got a big box of nothing. Amen. We've been selling a lot of nothing sometimes. Somebody say amen. It profit me nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Charity suffereth long. Somebody say charity.
Suffers
long. This church, let me tell you what, this church ain't been here for about 3 or 4 years. 5 years. Rex said, you had two and a half. Amen. five years. Somebody say 5 years. That ain't long. That ain't nothing. 97, May 97. So say, that's not long at all. Time flies. And you can't suffer through the mess that happened in 5 years. Somebody say, nothing. You ain't losing nothing. Anything we lost in 5 years because they couldn't hang out the stuff, we ain't lose nothing. Somebody say, charity suffers long. Somebody say, boy, y'all lost a lot of people. I ain't lose nothing. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody, you got to learn. See, people like to work your mind over and stuff like that. Somebody say, praise God. What God gives you, you can't lose.
That's right.
And if God didn't give it to you, it wasn't yours to start with, so you didn't have nothing. Amen.
Amen.
You got to learn that too. Somebody say, praise God. What'd y'all lose? Absolutely nothing. Hallelujah. Because charity suffers long. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. It is kind. Charity envieth not, nor vaunteth not itself, and is not puffed up. Some people can't suffer. Amen. You know, they can't suffer, you know, these things that they have to deal with themselves. They get jealous of people. They get tired of seeing other people get blessed or other people getting promoted, so they can't hang on. There we go. It was the battery. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Love, charity never faileth, but whether it be prophecies, somebody say, prophecies,
prophecies.
Come and go. How many prophets y'all seen come and go? So we say they will fail. Whether there be tongues, they'll cease. We used to have so many people here speaking in tongues. I still speak in tongues, still believe in tongues. Ninky gang gang and all this other stuff. They'll be ceasing. Somebody say, thank God. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Your brother know it all, knew everything. Knew how to handle every little situation, everything. Amen. Knew how to do everything, but hang on. Hallelujah. Listen, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own. Amen. Is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Bears all things, believeth all things, and hopes in all things, and endures in all things. Somebody say, this is what excellence does. And you can do the same thing. Why don't you just stretch out, hold your hands, I'm finished reading. Amen. I think that's good enough. Did y'all get anything out of that? How many of y'all ready to flow in excellence? You can flow in excellence in your ministry. You can flow in excellence in your ministry. You can flow in excellence on your job. Excellence in your family. Amen. Excellence works. Somebody say, let's manifest excellence. Excellency in action. Say that five times. Hallelujah. And you're wondering whether you're anointed or not, whether you're excellent or not, think about Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Well, we get to take an excellent offering tonight. Somebody say amen. Give like God would give. Amen. Hallelujah. He gave his only begotten son. And if you can't give your son, knock him off and whatever you get from insurance. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. If you sow excellence, you'll reap excellence.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Sister Bell, did you pick up anything in your tapes today, or you didn't get it back today? We get to have Bible study tomorrow. Somebody say, praise God. We get to have, what is that tomorrow? What class is that? New Testament survey. Wow, that's going to be really good. Then Friday, we get to have watering word seed. Amen. Friday night, we get to have Holy Ghost meeting. Somebody say, thank God for that. Sunday, we get to have Sunday morning service. How many going to come Sunday and flow in the spirit of excellence? Amen. Hallelujah. And how do you know where you flow in the spirit of excellence? Is God doing what you're doing? Amen. So say, what would Jesus do? Amen. I'm just going to sit back and watch everybody do everything. Some people think, you know. Well, as you're going through life, Jesus just sit back watching you go through. Amen. I'm so glad Jesus doesn't watch as he ends a helping hand. Amen. He gets involved. Somebody say, thank God. You reap what you sow. Hold that offering up high in the air. Hallelujah. If you need an offering envelope, I have it. They're right here. These are excellent offering envelopes. Jesse did these. Amen. Didn't he do a good job? Let me see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kathy, you need an offering? Anybody need? Praise God. Let's hold that offering up. Jesse, you want to pray? Hallelujah. Go and pray real hard. Pray real good. Pray excellently. Amen.